Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance to those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinics, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
Looking for resources and services related to vision loss? The trained staff of the American Printing House for the Blind Connect Center Information and Referral Line are here to help. Call 1-800-232-5463 or visit our website, aphconnectcenter.org, to access our community calendar, our directory of services, as well as our websites. The APH Connect Center, providing resources to guide children, parents, adults, and job seekers who are blind or visually impaired to greater independence and success in their lives. Call 1-800-232-5463 or visit aphconnectcenter.org for more information.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
If you want to make a bigger impact in the field of blindness and low vision, then you need to be a part of Vision Serve Alliance. Our network of leaders from around the field collaborate year-round through events, committees, task forces, and more to improve their sector of the field and advocate for their communities at the local, state, and national level. Our leaders are dedicated to the shared mission of creating a better world with and for those with visual impairments. If you want to be a part of something bigger and increase your impact, join Vision Serve Alliance. Visit our website to learn more at visionservealliance.org/join-vision-serve.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
We have faith in you. I know that you do. Hey, hey,
Welcome. Welcome to your show. That's right. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. That's right. Glad you could listen. Glad you're aboard. And I hope you can call in. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Let me repeat that nice and clear. 407-894-1680. But before we get started, let me introduce some of the players tonight. To my left, my beautiful, and I mean beautiful wife, co-host Lynn Golder. Are you there, Lynn?
I am here, Michael, and thanks for the introduction and welcome everybody to the first Sunday in June. welcome to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Okay, Michael, you're introducing.
And now we have Miss Smarty Pants.
That's right.
The one, the only Miss Bossy. The one, the only Miss co-host Sheila Young.
Stop calling me bossy. I am not bossy. Good evening, everybody. Thank you for being here.
Sheila, you'll introduce Kristen.
And in the studios, in the Spectrum. That's right, the Spectrum Studios. We have the one, the only, Chris Shaw. Are you there, Chris Shaw?
You already know. Listen, Mike, you're absolutely right. She's not bossy. She's just a leader and determined to get what she's going to get and know what she wants to know. So you don't. It's not really being bossy. She just have her way.
Well, let me just say this straight to you. She's not always bossy, no, but most of the time she is.
Yeah. Oh, I am not.
She just have her way when she wants it.
That's right. Chris, off the year, we were discussing my backup phone because my main phone is broken. And tell everybody what you thought that, who that was.
Right. The text message came in to me, and I was just like, wait, I don't know. I don't recognize this number. And it said, see you tomorrow. And I'm like, okay, see you tomorrow. Who going to see me tomorrow? It's Thursday. Really? Who am I looking at tomorrow? But the LG I thought meant for longevity.
Longevity. Well,
my new name is Lynn Longevity Golder, and our co-host is Sheila Young. So we've got it made, right, Sheila?
That's right.
Forever young and longevity.
All day,
that's
every
right.
day.
Forever young.
And Chris, I thought when I said see you tomorrow, you would get it.
Yeah. But see, I knew that was you, but I didn't recognize the number. It was just the number.
See that? New surprise.
Listen, okay. Folks, for those that are in the car listening for the first time today, oh my goodness, what am I listening to?
Crazy.
Right now. Don't turn that dial. Don't turn that dial. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We'd love for you to call in. What kind of show this is? Well, let's put it this way. This show is, what can I say? Sometimes
off the chain.
Our mind. Sometimes we're in tune with reality. Sometimes, what can I say?
Sometimes we're serious.
But anyway, we have fun. We
right.
say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. So, folks, hope you can stay with us. And by the way, approximately about 7:40 tonight, I'm going to tell you my story. When I went blind, for those who didn't hear it before, you're going to hear how I went blind and how I felt when I went blind at 7:40 tonight at Eastern Standard Time. You'll hear that. And later, the second hour, you're going to hear how Sheila Young traveled.
Yeah, that's quite a story.
And that's quite a story, changing planes. She'll tell you her story. So we got a few stories to tell today between Michael's story and Lynn's story. But let me just say this to you. We got a new story next week. Starting next week, listen to this, folks. Starting next week, a minimum of 2 times a show. It's going to be at least once an hour, maybe more. We're going to have Spin the Wheel. Now listen to this one.
Click, 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 click.
And you'll hear the click, click, click. We just bought it. We'll get it next week. It's en route. And you'll hear the clicking on the radio when we spin the wheel. Now, basically, it's this way. Anybody who calls up and spins a wheel, you'll automatically win something.
But don't spoil the surprise.
I'm going to tell you basically this way. There's 14 notches that stops it on the round wheel.
It's like a carnival wheel.
Say a carnival wheel.
Boardwalk for those who are on the East Coast.
It's 14 of them. So in all 14, there's something that we spin it and stops. You can get something.
So it's almost like it's almost like the wheel from The Price is Right, where you you spin
like
it down and it goes.
Now you don't have to do anything. What I'm going to say, if you're calling, if you're listening in Pennsylvania, call in right now and spin the wheel.
Not tonight.
Not tonight. Start next week. Starts next week because we didn't get the wheel yet.
But how can I spin the wheel if I'm not there, Mike?
What?
How can I spin the wheel if I'm not there? Make a wheel?
You can't. Lynn's going to spin the wheel.
If you trust me that I'm honest, then I'll be spinning the wheel.
Lynn will spin the wheel and everybody will be able to. Lynn, when you spin the wheel, you can hear the clicking. Yep. And you'll have to, say that Lynn's going to be honest. When it goes around, because everything will be marked ahead of time.
Chris, it has a dry erase. Racer, so we can change the prices constantly.
Okay. So let me just say
so longevity is going to be spinning the wheel.
That's right.
Got it.
And I'll just tell you this: some of the prices are pretty good. We have, let's put it this way: on three of the spots, there's $25 Visa card that we send you. $25. That's right, $25, and you don't have to do anything to get it. Just call in and say, "I'm calling from Pennsylvania." So when we say the state, you call in, and that's it.
So what
that's simple.
What if I'm calling in from Colorado?
Well, no. That's only if it lands on. I'm just saying there's three 25 spots.
And the rest is
there's four $10 spots for Subway, $10 gift cards for Subway. So you have three 25. You can go anywhere with the $25. That's just a Visa card. The $10 ones are all Subway $10. That's seven. There's 14 spots. Some of the others, I already said, there's a couple of them going to be a bag of lollipops. If you land on that, it's a bag of lollipops. We're still working on some of the others. Right, Lynn?
Yeah, I already have everything.
Oh, yeah? What's going to be? Tell the audience. You want to tell them on what's on next week? Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll tell you next week. But anyway, so we call out the state or states. And we'll do that once a show.
Speaking of calling out, we have 1 minute to break. Maybe Sheila has some shout-outs.
Sheila, you have any shout-outs?
So can I call out a country?
Yeah, actually, you could, right? We have people from all over the world listening. Sheila, you have any shout-outs before we go to break?
I really don't.
I don't either. Nothing personal.
I don't have anybody currently in the front of my mind.
You know what? I just thought of something. I'm not going to call. I'll call up also. Besides the states, I'm going to say, is anybody listening in Canada? You can call in right now. So I'm going to do that.
It'll be fun.
It's called Spin the Wheel. All you have to call in, I'll give you a phone number, you call in, and we spin the wheel. So everybody wins something.
This one, eventually when we get back to the studio, you'll get to spin it.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout. I got a shout out to give out this week, this month. My baby girl will be turning 4, and her birthday is on Tuesday. So happy birthday.
Oh, Gemini. Oh, good.
So happy birthday, Zamaria. Zamaria.
Aw.
How do you spell that? Do you know?
Hold on. Don't do that to
you
me.
Know
don't do that. Don't do that to me. Don't
He's
do that.
Look at his phone.
God, I couldn't spell that name if my life depended on it.
Yeah, you can. I made it real simple. It's Z-A Maria.
Okay.
You made it simple.
All right, let's go to break, Chris.
All right, we're going to go to break.
I made it simple and easy.
Happy birthday to Maria. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and vision loss. Serving Orange, Sentinel, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Living with diabetes can be exhausting, especially when trying to find accurate information and community support. The Diabetes app is looking to change that. The Diabetes app is a free social media platform where people living with diabetes or caring for someone with diabetes can find the community support they need while accessing professional information. Users can access the platform both online and on their phones, giving users the ability to access resources wherever, whenever. With the Diabetes app, resources such as podcasts, live streams, articles, and recipes become easily accessible. Download the Diabetes app today through the Blind and Beyond website under Sponsors, or find us on the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, and at www.thediabetesapp.com. We cannot wait to show you around.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis, pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We are back. Yes, we are. Listen to the Blind Beyond radio show. This is our host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. So, yes, next week starts Spin the Wheel. It'll be done once an hour, which is different than Sheila Young wants it to be, but we're doing it once an hour. We'll see how it goes. Once an hour. And when we do it, I'll call out a state or two, and that's what calls in. So you don't have to, you know, it's not a trivia, and everybody wins something by calling in.
Michael?
Yes.
While we're waiting for our guest Zoomer from Houston, I think maybe she's having a problem with the Zoom. Why don't we talk to Sheila about her adventure last week?
That was the second hour.
Well, right now we're waiting for our guest caller, so we'll flip
it. I'll do mine then.
Oh, then you do yours then.
Yeah, all right. I'll do mine.
All right, Michael's got a story.
All right. So, all right, Sheila's going to do a second hour. Mine will do now.
Yes.
Unless we go to trivia first. You want to do trivia?
You tell your story when you go to trivia. What do you want to do, Sheila? You want to do your trivia now?
Trivia, yeah. Let's do the Michael story.
Let's do Sheila's trivia song. 407-894-1680. Okay, let's go. Trivia time. It's trivia time. Are you ready there in studio, Chris Shaw, for Sheila's trivia?
Let's get it.
Okay, let's go. This is Sheila. Sheila. Oh, well. Off the table, Sheila.
Heat wave. Heat wave. Heat wave. Heat wave.
Okay, so let's see if anybody knows it. You got 1 minute because everybody and their brothers and sisters know that song.
Heat wave.
That was so easy. That's a kid song. That's a kid song.
Heat wave.
Bring it inside.
Heat wave.
407-894-1680. He's still
heat
giving
wave.
Him
some.
I can tell.
Okay, so we're not in the studio. That's what happens. He's in his mind.
He's out of control.
He's out of control. 407-894-1680. Okay.
I got
one
it.
More. That's it. You better be calling up now because otherwise you're not going to get it. We're going to tell this
Michael,
name of the
relax.
Song.
Okay.
Everybody and their brothers and sisters and cousins know who's singing this song. 407-894-1680. And if you're going to tell me it's Ray Charles, it's not. And guess what? It's not Ricky Nelson either. So those two are out.
God, why you got to always bust my bubbles? I thought it was Ray Charles and the Supremes.
Oh, my gosh.
And I thought it was Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin.
407-894-1680.
Who is singing the song? Anybody know?
Frank Sinatra.
Everybody should know that song. The phone should be ringing off the hook.
Frank Sinatra and Lil Frankie.
All right, Chris, how about checking the phone?
They don't know it. I'm going to go move it on because what can I tell you?
I think we moved too fast on them. Mike, you gave them 60 seconds, and I don't think the fingers was hitting fast enough to dial the 407.
407-894-1680. That's it. The clock is ticking. I hear the clock ticking. 30 seconds.
Oh, take a chill, Michael.
No, they're all looking it up. They don't, my God, it shouldn't. Anybody knows R&B? That's top of the list.
And I picked that song because of the heat wave that we're having right now.
It all over the country. So in Pennsylvania, it's 90 degrees.
Oh, I know. I know. I hate to say this, but in California, it's 106 in some areas. So
I like the one Las Vegas is because when we were there, it was 112, and I can't imagine it's even hotter. I went outside, and Lynn said, did you take a shower? I said, no, I just went out to get something.
5 minutes to get the samples out of the car at the trade show, and he was soaked.
Wow.
Can you tell the story while you're waiting, Michael?
Okay, well,
I can't believe they don't know this.
All right, hold on. Here it is. I think somebody made it through, Mike. I think somebody made it through. Hold on, Mike. Hold on. Wait before you get the answer. Wait.
Did we lose him?
Nope, I'm right
okay.
here. I'm right here. All right, you ready for it? I got a gentleman on his phone line, and I don't recognize his voice, to be honest. So he might be a first-time caller, but he goes by the name of Terry. Terry is all the way from the beautiful state of Connecticut, which is like right in between
Connecticut.
New
oh,
York.
Wait a minute.
It's right in between New York and Maine.
Nope, not quite. Almost.
Terry, are you there, Terry? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Terry?
Yes.
What part of Connecticut are you from?
I'm from the nitty-gritty, the smoking city, the place they call Middletown.
Okay, Terry.
Middletown. I know it well, Middletown. Know it well. Do you know New London, Connecticut? Do you know New London, Connecticut, Ocean Beach Park?
Well, yes, I know New London, but not Ocean State Park.
Well, Ocean Beach Park, if you've never been, you should go there. They have a beautiful, beautiful ocean beach. It's a little, what do we call that, boardwalk with some fun things on the boardwalk.
Sure.
And the ocean, and it's beautiful. I used to live there, and I went there every day from the time I was about 8 years old to the time I was about 16. I went there every day. So, Terry.
Yes.
Your first time caller?
This is my first time listening to your program, and I've been listening to it for probably 10 minutes.
and you're still there. You didn't hang up on us. Okay.
I just fooled around, huh? Stumbled across you guys. I said, what is this all about?
Well, we're going to have to talk
about
this.
This
is our sixth year.
And nobody called in about, I think that was Martha Reed and the Vandellas to sing that song.
You're 100% right. And listen to this one. I'm going to show you something, Terry. I'm going to show you how it pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. You just won yourself $10 gift card for Subway. $10 gift card for Subway.
Oh, that's
awesome. The fastest $10 you ever made. You know that, Terry?
Yeah, I suppose. Yes.
You suppose?
That's really great. That's really great. I really don't win anything in life. Everything I had to work hard for it.
Well, guess what, Terry? Well, you just won $10 for Subway, and thank you so much for listening.
I have a question for you. Are you visually impaired?
I am visually impaired.
Oh, okay. How'd you hear about the show?
I told you. I just stumbled across,
he just crossed it.
I kind of listen to different radio programs. Maybe sometimes I might listen to Atlanta, Georgia, North Carolina, Washington, New York, Philadelphia, and I just happened to tune into Florida Tonight and says, oh, wait a minute, hold on a second. This kind of relates to me.
Well, make sure you keep on listening.
And that's what made me stop and take a listen. I'm sorry?
Well,
let me hear you.
Thank you for listening.
And we're going to make sure you keep on listening. And
you're
also,
quite welcome, and I will. I will continue to listen because there just might be something in it that I can learn from this program.
Let me explain something. I just stumbled across it,
and I've only been listening to it for a few minutes.
Listen to me carefully. All the kidding aside, Terry, this show, we started, now it's going on 6 years. 6 years now.
Okay.
It's our anniversary
in
April. Mm-hmm. Now, let me just tell you this way. I started with one idea in mind. This is supposed to be entertaining, true. It was supposed to be teaching, basically, the sighted people about how we, the blind folks, are, and let them know that we're more than just eyes. We can do many things with our life, and which a lot of us can do and do. And we try to get the people that are negative to be positive. People that are visually impaired, blind, sometimes are very negative, and they should be positive. And we try to educate them. So we have first entertainment. Second, we educate. We try to inform, and then we try to get them also jobs. We also tell about all about jobs on the show. So we try to do many things. So when all the kidding's over, we always try to talk about many things. Right now, I'm going to talk after. By the way, before you hang up off the air, give your address so we can send you the $10 gift card. Okay?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Thank you very much for listening. Really interesting
people in the blind world, you know. And especially my number one favorite person was Stevie Wonder.
Awesome. That's correct. So I'm going to tell you my story right now. Yeah. So if you listen, you got a couple minutes.
Talk to Chris.
Sure.
Well, you can listen to my story. And I'll tell you about my story right now.
Okay.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you.
You have to... Yeah, off the air, you have to give your name and address so we can send you out the $10 gift card.
Hold on for Chris.
Nice to meet you, Terry. Please keep on calling in. We'd love to have
you
on. Please.
I definitely will. I'll keep listening.
Thank you so much. As a matter of fact,
what time does the show start? Is it like every Sunday at 6 or something?
It starts 7 o'clock every Sunday night, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It goes 7 to 9, 2 hours every Sunday. Every Sunday. 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
You have Alexa?
Right. Okay. Well,
you have Alexa?
You guys sound like a fun group of people.
Thank you so much. We try to be. Well, my wife and the young lady that you hear, I have two voices. First, my left is my wife, and the other one is Sheila Young. So when they leave me alone, Sheila is blind. I'm blind. My wife is sighted. But the show, most of the folks, 70% of the audience is visually impaired and blind, and 30% is sighted. So we have a very mixed audience.
Okay, that's always good. I thought you were going to say to the left was your wife and to the right was your other wife.
Carrie, there was something I would say, but I can't say.
We're on the radio. We're on the radio. You can't say it, Sheila.
Good night, Carrie. You talked to Chris.
No, I'm sorry. I was just
We love humor. We love humor. It's all good.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for the coupon there, or, you know, the $10
gift. $10 gift card from Subway. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you so much. Really, and I'll hang on.
Thank you, Terry.
And by the way, I don't care about this. I don't think it's personal, but go to Terry Woolard. Terry Woolard .hearnow.com. WOOLARD. You can learn a whole lot about me.
Okay, all I right. got it. Yeah. Thank
Terry
you, Woolard.
Dot hearnow.com. HEARNOW.com.
What's that?
Yeah.
Thank you for calling in.
Hey, Terry, hold on one moment. Don't hang up, all right?
Sure.
Don't hang up.
Okay, I will.
Okay, Michael.
All right, so now I'm going to tell you.
We're going to break in 2 minutes. What do you
want to
do?
I'll tell after. I'm not going to tell.
Do you want to take it a break now, and then we'll do it when we come back?
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Chris.
Roger that, boss.
When you talk to Terry, and after you get his address, let's go to break. And we're going to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
If you want to make a bigger impact in the field of blindness and low vision, then you need to be a part of Vision Serve Alliance. Our network of leaders from around the field collaborate year-round through events, committees, task forces, and more to improve their sector of the field and advocate for their communities at the local, state, and national level. Our leaders are dedicated to the shared mission of creating a better world with and for those with visual impairments. If you want to be a part of something bigger and increase your impact, join Vision Serve Alliance. Visit our website to learn more at visionservealliance.org/join-vision-serve.
Lighthouse Works is hiring. That's right. For all you folks that are visually impaired or blind, you don't have to sit in your home doing nothing. Lighthouse is hiring. Lighthouse's target areas are Osceola County, Orange County, and Seminole County. These are the counties that Lighthouse wants to hear from you. Call Lighthouse Works today. Lighthouse Works is always accepting resumes, but due to the seasonal nature of many of the contracts we acquire, callbacks and interview scheduling may revolve around when the demand is the greatest. So if you're looking for work, call Lighthouse Works today. And the phone number to call, 407-898-2483. I'm going to repeat that number. Call now, 407-898-2483.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance for those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to KeystoneBlind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Looking for resources and services related to vision loss? The trained staff of the American Printing House for the Blind Connect Center Information and Referral Line are here to help. Call 1-800-232-5463 or visit our website, aphconnectcenter.org, to access our community calendar, our directory of services, as well as our websites. The APH Connect Center, providing resources to guide children, parents, adults, and job seekers who are blind or visually impaired to greater independence and success in their lives. Call 1-800-232-5463 or visit aphconnectcenter.org for more information.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. Folks, what do you want? What do you want, man? What do you want? What do you want to know?
Now that I did look him up, and he is a jazz musician.
No kidding. Yep. Terry, you're a jazz musician. No kidding. My wife already looked you up. I'm impressed, Terry. You can say who you were.
Middletown-raised jazz musician Terry Woolard is the city's newest music ambassador, and that was 2018.
Okay, so Terry.
I'll have to do some more research.
Matter of fact, Terry and I was just talking during that last break, and he said he covered a couple of songs. And told me to check him out. So he's going to give me a call back and see if I can take a couple of his songs that he's done and covered. And let's play it on air since he does jazz.
Yeah, maybe we'll have to have him on the radio. Oh, yeah.
So we're flattered that he lives.
Okay, folks.
Okay, Michael.
Let me tell you a real fast story. This way, the folks that don't know, now you'll know. The rest, as they say, the rest of the story. You didn't hear it before.
Michael, I've never heard you say a fast. Okay.
She's kidding.
Yeah, okay.
Long story.
I'm giving you a hard time because I can.
For 45 years or longer, I was in the garment industry, working out of New York City, traveling back and forth from Florida, commuting from Florida to New York, and traveling the United States. And I was president of a clothing manufacturing company. We made fashion suits, we made fashion shirts, we made fashion pants, and fashion two-piece sets. Our niche was catered basically to the black folks, black men, especially men that were, let's just say, big men. So we made regular sizes, and we went up to size 72 suits, to give you an idea, up to 72 suits. And my designer was my wife, believe it or not. When I married my wife, she was designing children's wear, believe it or not, many years ago. So we made suits for Macy's and all your department stores and your retail stores. And believe it or not, one of the names we designed for was J. Anthony Brown. If those folks know the comedian, or at that time he's on the radio. I believe he's still on the radio with Steve Harvey now.
What's the movie he was in? Drum something.
Drumline.
Drumline, yeah. That's
and we also did a little bit for, we fired him after a short time, named Ruben Stutter. He was with us too. But anyway, make a long story short. One day I was traveling in the car driving, and I had one of my salespeople with us in the car. And we were driving the state of Ohio, and I was going to Detroit on the Ohio Turnpike. And I was tired. So I said, I'm going to pull over. I said, would you mind driving? I told my salesperson, would you mind driving? And I want to read the paper. No problem. So the young lady started to drive the car. And I started reading the paper. And within, I'm going to say, no more than 2-3 minutes of the time I start reading that paper, something happened. Don't ask me what. Everything went dark. everything. All of a sudden, I thought I was wearing my sunglasses or something. I took off my glasses and I still couldn't see anything. I said, oh my God, something happened. I said, right now, take me to my hotel. I told her where to go. Take my hotel room. I got to go lay down. So, make a long story short, she took me to the hotel. I went down and found my room and went to bed. And then maybe 3-4 hours later, I got up and I couldn't see anything. So I had my cell phone on me. I called my wife, Lynn, and I said, something's wrong. I can't see. I don't know what it is, but I can't see. So we had a friend that lived in Detroit, and I called her up, and I said, is it possible you have an eye doctor? And she did. I said, can you take me to your eye doctor? Tell us an emergency. I'm out of state. I'd like to see right away. I can't see anything. All of a sudden, something, I'm blind. All of a sudden, something happened. So she picked me up and took me over to her eye doctor. And the eye doctor looked at my eyes and said, I can't see anything, but there's something. I see that you can't see anything. I said, oh, no, I can't see anything. Okay. So I spoke to Lynn. The idea was I should fly home. So I took the next plane out of Detroit to Orlando, and I went to another eye doctor in Orlando. And she, too, couldn't find, this eye doctor couldn't find anything wrong. So we decided to go to Bascom-Palmer. Is that the name, Bascom-Palmer? Bascom-Palmer, which is a division of Jackson Memorial Hospital in Miami. And after a whole day of testing, they came back and said, what was the big words it said? Remember?
It translates to that they didn't know, but it was called idiopathic central serous retinopathy.
And what they told me was
the stress.
So I said, will I ever get my eyesight back? They don't know. So I wanted a second opinion. Now, during this time, I can tell you right now, thanks to my wife, I wasn't freaking out. I would classify myself as numb. I wasn't freaking out. I wasn't hysterical. I was just in another world. I was like, I thought I was reading the story to myself that it was really not happening to me. I was numb. So I decided to go to Philadelphia to a hospital that I knew was one of the major hospitals in this country, which still is. It's called the Will's Eye Hospital in Philadelphia. Will's Eye in Philadelphia. One of the oldest eye hospitals in this country. And I always, they're part of Jefferson Hospital in Philadelphia now, and they are unbelievable. So I flew up there myself, and my kids met me, and they met me at the airport, and they took me to Will's Eye. And I was there for a couple of days doing testing. When they finished, they came back with the exact same thing that Bascom-Palmer said in Miami, stress. So that's it. I came back to Florida, and we started to go look for another doctor, which we did find another doctor. Now, in no time, by the way, did anybody ever say you got to go to Lighthouse or you got to go here, you got to go there. And during this time, by the way, I couldn't see anything. I was bumped. I didn't know anything about a cane. Nobody ever told me anything about canes. So I went to in Orlando. Finally, Lynn looked up different things for the blind.
Well, first we went to the Division of Blind Services.
That's what I'm saying. That's how we got there. And believe it or not, I started calling. I want an appointment.
That took a year.
And that here we are almost a year later that they couldn't give me an appointment. Finally, I opened my mouth, started yelling. I said, I got to get in there as soon as possible. Finally, after 1 year of calling them up and trying to get an appointment, I finally got an appointment. They're the first ones that said to me about Lighthouse in Orlando. And that's when I found out about a cane. Up until the time, I was banging my head into walls. Noses are always hurting because my nose was always hitting mirrors and doors and everything else. And Lighthouse taught me how to walk, how to use a cane, how to use a microwave, how to use different dots that I put on, different things. Like when I have my pills, like I have 6 or 7 pills I take now. Each one has a different, one has elastic on it, one has a pimple on it. I've done different things on my pills.
It feels like a little sandpaper thing.
Yeah, one feels like sandpaper on it. Now, they said to me, well, you can use, if you take 90-day supply of pills, you can get the bottles that read it to you. But the problem with me, I'm only taking pills just for 30, 60 days, and then the doctor says, okay, let's try this pill. So I don't use pills for a long time. That's part of the problem because they're always eliminated. Like, for instance, right now, the doctor just eliminated one of my pills I've been taking for a few years. He just eliminated that. So during this whole time, I never was hysterical, thanks to my wife. I was basically numb during the whole time. But let me just say this to you. The reason I'm telling this story right now is I have to tell you this. I have another problem right now, which I'm not going to go into air. But I'm only telling you right now, the problem I have now is worse than blindness. I can tell you I had cancer. It was bad. I beat it, thank God. I have something now that I hope to beat. But the problem is this is worse to me than blindness because I'm blind and it's not good, but it's not bad. I mean, to say I've always been numb about it, I was. I've never been hysterical over it. Thank goodness I have friends, Sheila Young, Gary Sinclair, some of my very good friends, Dave and Brenda Hildebrand, and, of course, different people like Charles Brooks. I'm sure I'm leaving out some friends' names right now. But the point is, I have now a lot of blind friends. So I never really, as you would say, dwelled on my blindness. Never. I have a cane. I walk around with my cane. That's my navigator. And I live on the cane. But what I have now, I'm not, that I'm hysterical. That I'm upset over. That I'm not numb over because it's, I've never, you know, being blind, the only thing I can say, I miss seeing my wife's face. We just have a great granddaughter, two of them being born. I wish I could see their faces. But other than that, and see what I'm eating, of course, I don't miss that much my eyesight because I do so many things, other things that I do, that I get around. But now I have this other problem, and I can't get around anymore. Now I feel like a handicapped person. I've lost so much strength. I have to walk around a walker. Every other day I'm in the doctor or in the hospital and working on me, doing things. So now when you start talking about the blindness, for all those folks that are negative, I say to you, there's worse things in this world than being blind. I can tell you that now. And you folks out there that are visually impaired and blind, my honest to goodness things is go out and meet people, especially people that are visually impaired and blind. Don't be around just sighted people. Because when you're around visually impaired, the people that are visually impaired and blind, you feel normal because you're just one of them. And if you're around sighted people, well, then maybe you'll get down sometimes because you can't do what they can do. But if you're around other blind people, they'll push you to do other things. Many times, I say to Lynn, can you do that for me? And Lynn will say to me, would Sheila do it herself? Would Gary do it himself? Do it yourself. So the point is, it's true. And the point is, she makes me do things myself. And I say to all those people that have been sighted and then lost your eyesight, there's worse things than being blind. That's a fact. And I'll say to you right now, being visually impaired or blind, you have to have friends that are visually impaired and blind. Because this way you'll mingle with people, you'll talk, you'll do things, you'll start doing things you normally wouldn't do. If you're going to be just in a house saying, I'm blind, I can't do anything, I'm blind, well, then all I can say to you, I feel sorry for you. Not because I don't feel sorry because you're blind, because I'm blind. I feel sorry that you won't do something about being blind. You just want to stay there. I'm blind. I'm blind. I'm blind. I want you to go do something. Be positive. That's my story. Sheila, you got anything to say?
I have to say thank you, Michael. I think that's awesome. I know your story. I don't know that a lot of people know your story. I will tell you that when I broke my ankle and I could not walk, I was in a wheelchair and blind, and I was working at the time. So I have never been through a more difficult time in my life, and I did work, and I had blind children say to me, Miss Sheila, I want to push your wheelchair. So that is a challenge for so many people out there. I don't ever want to be physically disabled and blind in my life again. So you're absolutely right, Michael. There are so many other challenges in life that people need to realize that we are so fortunate. And there is life after blindness.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's more to life than just your eyes. That's for sure.
Because amen.
As long as I'm going to say this to you right now, as long as you have good hearing, because I don't know what it is to, and I have to say this honestly, and I'll say this from the bottom of my heart, I don't know what it is not to see and not to hear. That I don't know, okay? And for all those people that are listening to this show that can hear, and some people say, like my brother would say, how can they listen to this show if they can't hear?
A lot of them have cochlear implants.
Exactly, a lot of implants.
But there are a lot of deafblind out there, and they do have technology that enables them to be able to participate. And I know that ACB has a sight and sound impaired division. So I do know that it does exist.
We've had several guests on the air that have ushers.
Right. But right. I want to say one more thing. It's very important. I just remember this one point. And this one point is this. I'm going to talk about me personally. And me personally is this. The worst thing in my life, if I did not know anyone who was visually impaired or blind, if I didn't have any friends like Sheila or Gary or Charles or David that are blind, I'd have to find them, because they make it better for me as a human being. The worst thing for me, to tell you the truth, the worst thing for me is my sighted family. They love me, I know, but they make it worse for me. If you hear some of the things, my remarks from my brother, who I love, if he listens to the show right now, he sometimes listens down in South Florida. Some of the remarks that we said, like he'll say to me, why would people want to travel if they can't see? Why would they want to go somewhere if they can't see? I said, I don't understand what you're saying. Well, you say people want to go on a boat, or they want to go here, there, everywhere, but they can't see. What's the purpose of going? I said to him, Barry, don't be ignorant. Because the point is, it's like when you say to me, I'll say to my brother or anybody else, can't wait to see you again, or I'm looking forward to seeing you. And my brother will say, why are you saying that? You can't see me. I said, we all use that expression, can't wait to see you, or I'm looking forward to seeing you. I'm not feeling bad. I'm saying those words. I can't see you, but I know you're there. So to me, my family members who are sighted and they love me are some of the worst people for me, because they're the ones who bring me down, not up. It's my blind friends who bring me up. Think about what I just said. It's a fact. That's for me anyway. I don't know about you.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You have to repeat that last part that you just said, because you made something that was profound. You said some of your family members were what now?
Recited. They're the ones who bring me down. I said, the people that are my friends that are visually impaired or blind, they're the ones that bring me up. They're the ones that make me laugh. They're the ones that make me laugh at being blind or funny. Anything else, these are the ones that I'm close with, and they make me want to do something positive. And all I'm saying, if you have anything to say right now, what I'm saying, if you have anything to add to it, right now, call up. Phone number to call up is 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680. If you disagree with what I'm saying, call up, 407-894-1680. Love to hear from your point of view. My point of view is, and I'll make it loud and clear what I just said, I would rather be right now in my life. Don't get me wrong, I want to be around my family. It's true. But my family many times brings me down. My sighted friends, my vision impaired friends, and blind friends bring me up. That's a fact.
So the way you saying it, it sounds as if the people that they say they love you, the people that they care about you, are the people that you've known most of your entire life, are your family members, and you say they're the ones that bring you down.
Many times, absolutely, because they're trying to feel sorry for you. They will, let me do this for you, or they think you're helpless or something.
So in other words, they're handicapping you.
That's correct.
Amen.
That's correct.
Wow.
Oh, so, let me get the chair for you. Oh, let me get this for you. So my wife is sighted, but she won't let. Get it yourself. She always said to me, go to the refrigerator, get it. So then I can't tell the difference between two cartons. One could be orange juice and another carton in there. So I might ask her, which is orange juice? Sometimes she'll even say, smell the difference. Learn. She keeps on saying, learn. So the point I'm saying is this way. My mother, may she rest in peace, and I love my mother so much. I could think about her and start crying. I miss her, but I can say right now, as much as my mother loved me, she'd be the worst for me because she'd be telling all my friends, I can't go out anywhere. My son's blind and he needs me because he can't do anything. And that's what I just said. She just said, my son can't do anything because he's blind. She'd make it worse for me. So the point I'm saying is, and I'll still say it, my people that I'm closely with, that are my busy and friends and blind friends, they're the ones cooking on the grills. They're the ones doing everything. They're not saying, well, I can't cook on the grill because I'm blind. I can't do this because I'm blind. Wrong. You can do anything you want except drive me a car. That's my story. You got anything to add? Call up during the show. Let's hear from you. If you have a story, any story you have, you want to add? You think I'm wrong? Tell me I'm wrong. 407-894-1680. This is how I feel. I don't know how you feel, but this is how I feel. 407-894-1680. I love my brother.
Hey, you know, as you were talking, yeah. I started thinking, I knew of a few people that I was in college with who were visually impaired, and I did help them out, but they weren't the ones that I felt the most sorry for. I had a good close personal friend of mine who was in a car accident and her leg got amputated. So I felt bad for her and wanted to carry her around any and everywhere. And I just felt that I had to be there for her until she told me, said, hey, I understand that you love me. I understand that you want to be there for me, but I got to do this by myself. You can't be at every place and everything that I go to because you got your own life to live. It was that moment that I realized that, hey, just because you're handicapped don't necessarily mean you're fully handicapped.
Awesome.
Well, that's why we have this show. That's why the sighted people listen to this radio show, and the people out there on the radio listening to radio shows that are sighted, you understand what I'm saying. And if you feel sorry for someone that's blind, don't try to help them. Be courteous. Yes, be courteous. Yes. If they ask you something, help them. If they ask you. But if they don't ask you, just be nice. Be good to them. That's all. Don't knock them. But, Sheila, do you agree with what I'm saying?
You know, we love assistance when we need assistance.
When we ask.
But don't coddle.
Correct.
And don't think we're disabled because we're
correct.
Not.
That's correct.
Hey, we got Dan Day on the phone line. We'll have to take him when we come back from break.
We're on a break. Don't go away. If you have anything you would like to add, call up 407-894-1680. Don't go away. We'll be right back. This is the Blind Beyond Radio Show.